Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screening baby sticky seeds with 50 as a pop or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. Steven, my name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
You know what? I know it's been a while since the last show here, but, you know, this is supposed to be Hollywood. Every other town is showing you guys up with their precision and their enthusiasm for that part of the show, but, you know, sometimes I regret even getting that started. It feels weird to always demand that an audience behave a certain way every time. I like you to be individuals. But we're coming to you once again from our original home, the UCB Theater in Los Angeles. I should start doing that. I usually don't raise my hand up like, come on, give it up. But that was really, you guys are great trained SEALs. Oh, that guy's finally here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for arriving. There's nothing worse than a front row empty seat. I just stared at the whole time. Who the fuck has the nerve? It's Tuesday, March 27th, 2018, and I'm feeling all right about the name tags. I know the guy who came in late doesn't have one. Oh, maybe he does. Look at it. He was moving around like he might. No? You reached down between your legs.
That's my name tag.
Oh, your coffee cup is your name tag. And what does it say? You don't know?
Composable.
Oh, yeah. See, you don't understand what a name tag is. But you also don't understand what kind of shirts people wear. Stand up and show everybody your weird shirt. Are you, I didn't say come up on stage. Thanks for being here, dude. You're in the, for years and years, there's a guy we called Baseball Jordan, or I called him that. Because his name tag was a baseball with Jordan written on it. He sat right around where you're sitting for a long time. And you were often next to him as you are today. Do you know this guy?
No.
No, I didn't think so. But now Baseball Jordan lives in Seattle, and he's coming to, I'm doing the show in Seattle, so he's finally going to be back with his baseball. Yeah, a little smattering for Jordan. I'm glad he's alive, because that would have been a terrible tribute if he had passed. But thank you to everyone who did bring the name tags this evening because, as you know, you've heard me complain about it. The Los Angeles crowd's not big on making the name tags. They just want to see the show. And, yeah, that's cool. But then again, could you pass that to me? Our buddy Steven from... Yeah, it's a rough first step right there. This dude, he's seen Douglas movies in Orlando, where he lives, but he's also traveled to Denver and now to Los Angeles. And you may have heard him on the show if you listen, because he has the very clever, instead of Dolphin Tale 2, it's Steven Tale 2. And as you can see, it is already signed by me, and Todd Glass is on here, and newly acquired today because we were all hanging out at Meltdown Comics on one of its last days. Rest in peace. Yeah. Jacob Siroff and Tom Lennon were just hanging around. So now their names are on this terrible name tag. And thanks for hanging in there and for traveling. You brought a new friend this time in Orlando. You brought a guy that looked just like Dwight from Walking Dead.
I was actually in Orlando, too.
What's that? You were there?
Yeah, he was in Orlando, too.
Where were you sitting? Not with them.
He was sitting right next to me. Yeah.
Oh, he was next to you, but I didn't talk to him or about him. I didn't bring up that, like, hey, man, could you take those sunglasses off your head? People are sitting behind you, and the light's shooting off of them. Perfect. I've gotten that sometimes. You ever been into the movies or the theater and you have sunglasses on your head and the person behind you says, could you take those off? Because it does, like, you know, it creates a whole light show on your head. They didn't come to see. What's your name, dude?
Eddie.
All right, Eddie. We don't have time to talk to you, but I appreciate both of you guys being here and making the trip out just for the show. It doesn't creep me out at all. and we'll see you outside after, if you know what I mean. Yeah, I'm going to spank both of you. Doug plugs. Oh, well, first, before we get into the plugs, apologies to everyone who's disappointed that we canceled last Wednesday's Douglas movies at the Gramercy Theater in New York City because of the Four Easter, as they were calling it, the fourth Nor'easter in like as many weeks. You know, you could debate all night long whether or not we should have canceled the show, but the theater thought that was the best thing to do. So refunds are at the point of purchase, and we will be returning to that venue ASAP. Yeah, I don't have a date yet, but I'm working on it. And I'm doing... Chelsea's here. I'm doing stand-up on April 19th in Sacramento, countdown to 420 show, and then on 420 I'll be in Paradise, California. And Douglas Movies is coming to Indianapolis for the first time on April 28th. All my dates and deets and links are at DouglasMovies.com.
That's DouglasMovies.com. Yeah!
Next show here at... That was so much better than the opening thing. It's like you guys all got together. One, let's take it where Doug wants it to go. Our next show here at UCB Franklin. You guys have time to practice. Practice yelling, this is Douglas Movies. It's going to be in 2 weeks on April 10th at the same dab time, same dab channel. And from the follow-through department, I never hear from them. I hear from corrections all the time. But from the follow-through department, you can find cool stuff, specifically nightlights, from the guy who made the Martha Kelly nightlight that we featured, talked about on the on episode in Austin at South by Southwest. You can go to etsy.com/shop/glassaction. It's like class action, but glass action. And you can also look at the stuff on Instagram. I think it's glass_action. And they've got really cool, basically it's very artistic nightlights that can be personalized. It can be your face. I'm promoting this guy. He's not paying me shit. But these things are so cool. This guy's going to go get one right now. They're that great. He's got already pre-made ones of David Bowie and Burt Reynolds that are amazing. Like Burt Reynolds circa Smokey and the Bandit. It's super cool. And so just go check it out. And like I said, the personalized angle is also cool. I'm trying to think... Here's my one that I'm thinking of getting so far. Because I might get more than one. I got more than one room in my home. I got four if you count the kitchen. I'm thinking fucking Willy Wonka, Gene Wilder, top hat and everything, fucking nightlight. Because I'd look over at it and be kind of scared, but also comforted by the glow. There's no earthly way of knowing. I put that track on the soundtrack on because they have the whole thing, the whole fucking scary boat ride. And and if you want to be a guest on this show, we did an auction on the Pardcastathon, Jimmy Pardo's Pardcastathon, and the top bidders turned out to be weirdos that didn't want to follow through and actually pay the money. And it's a great charity, Smile Train. So it's back up on eBay. It's up to like $955 right now. But it's a guest spot on the show. We'll even let you be a guest in your town if it's a town where we can do the show. And so it's on eBay, and the auction is going to go for a few more days. I think you can find it by typing in Douglas Movies in the search engine, or Never Not Funny, or Pardcastathon. We've got four chairs, which means four guests. I'm going to get them out here. And that guy is back just in time. We're all so lucky. Did you have to make a call or did you go to the bathroom?
Water.
Water. You just needed water. And you found some and then came back with no bottle. You just lapped it up out of the gutter out in front of the... The guy gave you a sip? Hey, can I have a sip of your water? I'm watching a show. Oh, and this is another water, a complete water for you. And we'd like to watch you drink it. Everyone would like you to see you drink all of it right now. Chug, chug, chug. Yeah, just because you're drinking water doesn't mean you can't party. Please give it up, everybody, for Adam Rifkin, Louis J. Gomez, Josh Wolf, and Amy Miller.
I'm never
going to
take
it. Oh, yeah. We got a little table.
I love it.
Yeah, it's UCB only. It's the only place I allow us to have a table.
You're so muscular.
Whoa.
Wow.
Moving in on Lewis right away.
No. It's just friend stuff.
Wow. Yeah. I just thought of a pilot for a new TV series. Amy Miller and the Hat Squad. Let's be my guest. Josh, seriously, could you just laugh once at something I say? I'd really appreciate it.
I'll give it a try.
I need your support. Let's meet my guests individually. First time guest, Adam Rifkin is here, everybody.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited about this because he is the director of a film that you can see. It's currently on DirecTV, but it's also going to be available on demand Friday and in some theaters, and then rolling out in more theaters the following week and the week after that. It's called The Last Movie Star, and it's he wrote and directed a movie where Burt Reynolds plays old Burt Reynolds.
Oh, shit.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
Thank you.
I feel like he'd be tough to talk into something.
You'd think, but but he said okay right away. I wrote the script for him. Burt Reynolds was my hero when I was a kid, and I wanted to make a movie with him my whole life. So I wrote a movie where he plays an old man who used to be a movie star, but now has to realize he's on hard times and his glory days are behind him. And I sent him the script. Through his manager, I said to the manager, tell Bert if he's not going to do this movie, I'm not making it. And I meant it. And the next day, I got a call from Bert Reynolds, my childhood hero. And he said, this is kind of a tough subject matter for me to face, but I have to do it. I'm in. And it was a dream come true.
Wow. Yeah. That's and then you made the movie independently. And one of the best distributors that's out there right now, A24, picked it up.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They bought it at the Tribeca Film Festival.
Nice. Yeah. So that's not that's not easy to do because they're super picky. If it doesn't have robots in it, they don't care.
I love that there's an audience that understands A24 jokes.
Yeah. You have found your niche, my
yeah,
friend.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I know that you love Burt Reynolds, and it's hard for you to pick, but can you name for us your favorite Burt Reynolds movie?
My favorite Burt Reynolds movie is Deliverance. I just think Deliverance is one
of the
great...
It's the funniest, for sure.
Deliverance is one of the great movies of all time. But yes,
it's... Yeah, there's nothing more tense than that movie. And it's also like, if it's easy to pull off horrifying scenes like, you know, men being raped by weirdos, like, they haven't kept doing that. Like, it's still that... That's very specific
it
to that movie.
It didn't become a trend.
No, it didn't.
Nobody's ever been like, you know what scene we should grab from Deliverance?
It's true.
Yeah, and that also that such amazing actors. I mean, they weren't slouches in their time,
no.
and then of course have gone on to still be like Ned Beatty's one of the most amazing actors
of
ever.
Course.
But that what a humiliating like that he agreed to do that is pretty.
That was
amazing.
His first movie, and he's still known as the guy who squeals like a pig.
Yeah, it's. I hope he doesn't get yelled at in traffic a lot. Instead of honking, people yell at him, squeal like a pig!
Whee!
And he is still
Nasty.
Alive, right?
Yes,
oh, okay.
Yes, yes.
Just check him.
He's not like the Quaid brothers who are both gone. But,
somewhere. They're gone somewhere.
Hey, do you
One of them's kind of gone.
Do you follow Randy on Twitter?
No.
It's fascinating.
Good. I've seen his penis.
Does anybody in here follow him on Twitter? You've seen
Wait,
his penis?
He put up a straight up porno of him and his wife. Yes, you can watch it on the
Where
internet.
Where did you go to find it?
And him? We will.
Yeah.
I probably Googled Randy Quaid fucking.
Why?
Because I was curious. I like to learn.
Oh, no thank you.
Well, he's got a big Santa beard for the sex scene. It adds to it.
If he was the character in Christmas Vacation...
Huge. That was a water bottle,
If he
bottle,
was that
though.
Character making love to his wife...
Shooter's full.
I want to watch that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that stupid white sweater thingy, turtleneck thing he's wearing at the party. He's
it's
amazing.
It's a Dickie.
Dickie, yes.
That's the funniest Christmas movie.
I didn't want to say it.
It's the funniest
I run
Christmas
a clean
movie.
Podcast. It's my favorite Christmas movie.
Without
yeah.
a doubt.
Some people argue A Christmas Story, but we're not here to do that now, Josh.
Sorry.
We're here to say hello to, I believe it's his third time on the show, Luis J. Gomez, everybody.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for having me, Doug. I'm very happy to be back, you know. Third time. I don't really know anything about movies. I don't know why you keep on having me back, but I really do enjoy.
It feels
being
like
here.
You're talking to a microphone that's making the voice change into extra scratchy.
Like a kidnapper's microphone. No. You want your daughter back?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Bring me $100,000, and you'll never see your child again.
Yeah.
Tell your daddy you love him.
Amy, you really do have kidnapped child voice.
Thank
what
you.
A fucking stupid kid just says daddy. I say let her die.
Make your daddy laugh.
Why did the chicken cross the road, daddy? why are you out here in California? You're a New Yorker.
Yeah, man. Well, I got my my podcast, Legion of Skanks, and we are here in Los Angeles at the Comedy Store. Two sold-out shows.
When are those happening?
Tomorrow night.
Nice.
And Thursday night. So, yeah, we came out for that and just to do some podcasts and talk shit. And, you know what it is? The end of the winter time, in March in New York City, it's like watching the clock on the last day of school. You're like, please just fucking end. Please winter end. So that's what's happening. And I like to leave right that last week of winter and then come back and it's smooth sailing for the rest of the year.
Yeah, that's a great plan. I was there last week and I got out yesterday. And it's crazy how cold and stupid it is there.
Yeah, it's miserable. You walk, because at what happens
and
is
you guys have it for 5 months.
It's awful. Well, Thanksgiving to New Year's Eve, it's like, holy shit, this is magical. This is like every Christmas movie you could ever imagine, right? But then after New Year's Eve, it's a cold death. It's Game of Thrones fucking White Walkers coming to murder you and your family.
That's why I say Christmas should be moved to the end of March and let's spend 5 months just building up to it and feeling Christmassy.
Fuck yeah, that's a brilliant idea, Doug.
Yeah, thanks. Why not have Easter and Christmas for the same thing? Nobody understands Easter. Just lump them together.
No, what about Valentine's Day? I don't want to skip Valentine's
Day. Do you have Santa Claus?
I didn't say skip Valentine's Day. Do whatever you want on Valentine's Day. It's Amy Miller, everybody. Hello. I'd say in my top two favorite Millers in all of show business.
Who was the other one? Dennis?
No, the character We're the Millers.
You're so dumb.
Yeah, no, TJ Miller was, I got reunited with him the other day. I hadn't seen him for a while. We did some serious radio together. And what show were we on? Jim and Sam. And
it was really
good to see him. Yeah, I did. It was pretty fun. Yeah, I felt good about it.
Cool. How long do we have to talk about TJ? Any other Millers you want to cover?
You know, don't Rich? Get me started. When I get down to Josh, I'm going to be saying, I wish Scott Wolf were here.
Me too.
But what's going on? What are you up to?
I don't know. Not much.
See, that's why we were talking about TJ.
Well,
you didn't have shit to say.
All right. You want me to be crazier? Like, what do you?
Yeah, just crazier, just more like, screaming, more interrupting.
I just am doing stand-up a lot.
Cool.
Yeah.
You got a weekly show here in town?
Monthly. At the Improv, yes.
Apologize.
It's called Two Doors Down, which is not a joke about the band. It's a Dolly Parton song.
Okay.
And it's fun. I don't know. We did it last night. It was great. What do you want?
Nobody's judging you.
I love how Amy just starts to freak out. If you don't give her anything, any type of reaction, yeah, she will just start screaming and her nose will bleed.
I'm a baby. Yeah, monthly show. And then, I don't know, I'm on the road a lot coming up. Are we plugging? Do you want me to plug?
No.
Okay, good.
We'll do that at the end. I just don't know what to ask people sometimes at the beginning. Like, I'm going to say, Josh Wolf is here, everybody.
Hand out.
Yeah. And then nothing further.
Yeah.
We're done?
I feel like we covered all we needed to cover.
Let me see if I wrote down a question for you. Oh, actually for all of you, but we'll start with you, Josh.
Okay.
What's your favorite Burt Reynolds movie to celebrate the release of
Well, you didn't ask me.
Last movie star.
You know my answer.
I'm going to get to you.
He already knows my answer.
You have the best.
How did I say Smokey and the Bandit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Applause for that.
You don't have to clap. It's all right.
Yeah. A lot less squealing like a pig in that one.
Yeah, a lot less.
But boy, is that, like, I saw it like a couple years ago, and Jackie Gleason, his performance totally holds up. It is fucking hilarious.
He's amazing. He's one of the funniest of all time.
Yeah, and Bert and Sally are just great together, and what a fun movie. And fucking Jerry Reed.
Yeah, but he's
God damn it.
He's at, like, his sarcastic best. He's funny.
Yeah, he's
and
just
he's,
fucking.
He's just
sort
a
of.
Rascal.
He's the Norm Macdonald, yeah. Burt Reynolds, yeah. Just chewing gum and not giving a fuck.
Yeah, he's a real rascal in that one. I really love that. I love that.
Norm loves gum so much. Do you guys know that? And sometimes when he's doing an hour, he'll take it all out and just stick it on the stage when he's done chewing it, and it's like 12 pieces of gum.
Just staring at Amy like, and
it's not a good story,
but that's probably where he discovered he could do a good Burt Reynolds, is he was just chewing gum, maybe had a mustache on for another sketch, and somebody went, what are you, Burt Reynolds?
Yeah,
whatever.
It's only funny Dennis if Miller. You work at the comedy club and have to clean up all his gum.
What's your favorite Louis J. Gomez?
You know, oh, I thought you were talking to me.
No.
She
you're last.
Is so needy tonight. Holy shit, Amy.
I know.
We like you.
You don't.
I love you.
I love you, too. I spent my whole day alone. No, it's good.
This is my first talking of the day.
It really is. It is. That's That's the problem. I was super hungover all day.
He doesn't have the
I forgot
words
to form words earlier.
Just now a warm up of conversational skills.
It's not good. It's not going good.
A 9:30 podcast.
I know. I just got up.
My favorite Burt Reynolds movie. I can only think.
Thank you for repeating the question for those of us, those people just tuning in.
Well, you know, sometimes they edit it. You got to get just a clean cut.
We don't edit shit. Which one?
It's very Hollywood. I'm gonna say Indecent Proposal.
What?
Yeah.
For Burt Reynolds?
Yep. Yep.
Why?
He wasn't in that movie, was he?
Nuh-uh.
Well, you know what? Don't know any Burt Reynolds movies. That was the one.
I might win this game!
That was the one. I was so sure he was the guy. Who wanted to fuck Demi Moore?
How could you be a guy that's as awesome as you are without having seen
Robert Redford?
It was Robert Redford?
Yeah.
Shut up.
It was Robert Redford. Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
And Woody Harrelson.
Doggy, I jerked off to that movie like 100 times.
And you were jerking off to Robert Redford the whole time, and you didn't know it.
Unbelievable. Redford made me come.
It's crazy,
I'm 36 years old. The first time I ever realized that in my entire life.
You know you were jerking off to the money.
I had no idea. Dude, I got a boner when I saw his shirt, and I had no idea why.
Yeah, Adam has a shirt with Burt Reynolds on it, who was not an Indecent Proposal, so I still don't know what is happening. But... you should, by all means, check out some Burt Reynolds movies.
I will pay you $1 million.
He was one of the biggest movie stars of all time.
Yeah. Can I think of a Burt Reynolds movie? All right.
Did you see Boogie Nights?
Boogie Nights? That, you know what? Yes.
Holy shit.
I could have said Boogie Nights.
Thank you, Adam, for getting right to it.
And I jerked off a lot to Boogie Nights.
I knew it.
I really did. That's a very jerkable movie.
Yes, it is jerkable. Have you thought about assigning jerkability to movies as like a book or a website or something?
That's sort of the only reason I remember anything about
That's
movies
what I mean.
Is jerkable scenes.
Yeah, so like, you know, like United, what was the number?
United 91?
Yeah.
193?
No, I do jerk off.
Nobody can remember the number.
United 93?
Yeah, that
I think
movie's
that'd be low
not
on
jerkable.
The list, maybe. Yeah.
But you can jerk off The Flight.
What?
Come on, dude. He's upside down. The blood's rushing to his head. That doesn't turn you on a little bit?
The terrorist in that movie is actually very cute.
It's like autoerotic asphyxiation to the next fucking level, dog. Get out of here, Doug. Grow up.
All right. I'll see you later. Thanks for coming, everybody. I got to go and grow up.
Finally.
Somebody sent me a link on Twitter today to an article. Somebody saying that Ready Player One is as bad as Hook.
Wait.
And
what?
I'm like, I don't need to go in thinking about that.
Yeah.
First of all, I loved Hook.
Everybody loves Hook. That's not
How
me.
How jerkable is it, though?
Not that jerkable. You can do it. Look, dude, Rufio looked pretty good.
He's hot. Yes.
Yeah, you do like a colorful hairdo.
I do.
It does turn you on.
That's what I call Big J's hair, the Rufio.
But yeah, he was in the Cannonball Run movies. And you already picked Boogie Nights. Okay, let's move on. Amy, what's your favorite Burt Reynolds?
Best Little Whorehouse in Texas.
There you go. There's
Very
a Burt
sexy.
Reynolds for everybody.
He wears a thong in that film.
Does?
And he's a cop.
He thinks some thongs in that film.
He does think some thongs. He's a police officer, which I don't love, but, you know. He's
you
on
like,
the side
you
of
like
the
a
horse.
Man in uniform?
Like a some uniforms. Subway.
You like the uniform of a sandwich maker?
Sure. Hot dog on a stick.
Yeah. Oh, that now that
That's
is
a good
uniform.
Yeah.
Do dudes really work good. There though?
Of course.
And they wear the same hat and skirt?
Yeah, everybody works there.
No, they wear shorts.
Yeah, they wear
shorts.
Oh, they wear matching shorts.
Damn. I did not know that. I got to get down there. My favorite Burt Reynolds movie. Thanks for asking, guys.
What's your favorite Burt Reynolds movie, Doug?
That's so fucking hard. But I'm gonna go a deeper pull because for some reason I was fascinated with it when I was a youngster. Watched it a lot of times. Gator. Yeah, only a couple of people agree with me, but
literally,
Burt
too.
Directed Gator.
Yeah, and then didn't direct again.
No, he directed a lot of movies.
Okay,
he directed Sharky's Machine. He directed The End.
I almost said Sharky's Machine.
I like Sharky's Machine.
The End is one of the darkest movies ever because it's just about a guy who just the whole movie just wants to kill himself and keeps trying, and then Dom DeLuise comes in and goes, "Oops," and It's like if on Family Matters, Urkel kept keeping somebody from killing themselves.
Did I do that?
Did I do that?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Dom DeLuise also in Best Little Whorehouse. One of his best roles ever, I think. Wouldn't you agree, Adam?
Of course.
Yeah, well, if we're spinning off on DeLuise, a very underrated movie is called Hot Stuff.
Woo! No, that was Robert Redford.
Very jerkable.
At first, I wasn't looking. I thought Adam was saying that. I was like, Adam, is something's happened to Adam. I think he knows Burt Reynolds movies. All right, so how late did we start? I always have to do a little math on the fly to figure out how we're doing on time. But I'll just say this. Turn it off, Bert. Let the games begin! We got name tags. Amy's already on the move. There's some good ones out there. I love the Royal Brandon Bombs. I even posted that on Instagram without giving you credit. And so thanks for that. And go ahead and select whoever you'd like to play for. Just go ahead and grab one. I saw Colleen on me. I saw that on the internet today. And while they select, we'll go to these brief words. We'll be right back. Today's show is brought to you in part by Wolverine, The Long Night. Marvel is unveiling their first scripted podcast ever, and it's available exclusively on Stitcher Premium. Wolverine The Long Night is going where no audio series has gone before, and you'll want to be a part of it from the start. The gripping tale follows the story of Logan, a strange newcomer in the small town of Burns, Alaska. You'll be immersed into the heart of a murder investigation, following along as special agents explore a string of mysterious deaths around town. The series stars Richard Armitage as Wolverine, who you might know as Thorin Oakenshield from the Hobbit trilogy, plus Scott Adsit from 30 Rock, and a special guest appearance from comedian and podcast host Chris Gethard. To listen now, go to WolverinePodcast.com and use the code MARVEL for a free month of Stitcher Premium. Today's show is also brought to you in part by MedMen. If you live in California or Nevada, it's an exciting time right now. And MedMen is helping to redefine the cannabis industry and empower people to exercise their right to purchase cannabis. MedMen is bringing a premium and traditional shopping experience to the cannabis space. All of the MedMen stores feature a wide range of products with knowledgeable and approachable staff to ensure you find what's best for you. Their shops are open for both recreational and medical cannabis users. Anyone over 21 with a valid ID is welcome. MedMen is committed to providing the highest in quality and safety, so you won't have to worry about what you're buying. I'm going to be visiting a MedMen store like tomorrow or today, depending on when you're listening to this, and I could not be more excited. Be empowered to exercise your right to buy cannabis. Check out one of their 8 retail locations throughout Los Angeles, Orange County, San Diego, and Las Vegas. I'm smelling a road trip for a lot of you guys. Or go to MedMen.com to find your nearest store. That's MedMen.com. Plus, exclusively for our listeners, visit MedMen and tell them you heard about them on Doug Loves Movies podcast for $10 off your order. Limit one per customer. Terms and conditions may apply. Check out MedMen today. Back to the show.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We're back. If I were a dog, I would like say no to being in any Wes Anderson movie, even though they don't really kill the dogs. Dogs do not live through his stories. But go see Isle of Dogs in theaters now. Josh.
Yeah.
Who are you going to play on behalf of?
Brandon and the Royal Brandon Bombs.
Yeah, I saw that one on the internet
today. It's so good. Yeah, the Two Little Sams is the best.
I love, like, he picked a face, he picked one of my heads that fits in perfectly instead of Gene Hackman. And Sam Levine as Ben Stiller, and then
two little Sam Levines,
which is what those kids in that movie look like, little Sam Levines.
And super funny.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Jeff Tate is Bill Murray. He'll love that. So good job.
Yeah, that's a good
Brandon.
One.
What do you got there, Adam?
I don't know. I don't know whose this is.
It's
I just like Dre. Dog Day
it's
Afternoons.
Someone named Dre.
Dre. Yeah. Dog Dre Afternoon.
Yeah. And that's a caricature of me on there.
Yeah. Doug Benson in say? Dog Dre Afternoon. The podcast should have taken 40 minutes. 2 hours later, it was the hottest thing on iTunes, and it's all true.
So that's sort of a rewrite of the tagline for Dog Day Afternoon, which I don't remember. But
so I guess I'm playing for Dre.
It's similar. Yes. Very good. Excellent choice. Josh, lighten up. Lewis.
Listen, this kid was smart.
Because you were already eating stuff that was taped to his sign.
Yeah, the kid taped candy to his fucking sign.
Yeah.
Now, I met a girl outside and she was like, please pick my sign. It's so important to me. And I swore to her face that I was definitely picking her sign. I looked at her and I saw his candy. I got so high before the show. I'm sorry, I couldn't pick your sign.
Yeah.
This kid had candy attached to a sign. I'm sorry, lady. So I got Owen Brother, Where Art Thou? And a bunch of candy. So this kid was smart. He knows his audience.
Yeah, he really.
Good job, Owen.
Yeah.
doesn't feel legit to me, but. What's the name of the... Can you tell me your name, the woman he said he'd take your name tag?
Lydia.
Sorry.
It's hard to work with in posters.
I'm sorry, Lydia.
It's real hard.
What did you end up doing?
Lydiana Jones
in the Temple of Doom?
She hand-drew it. She told me how long she spent on it. I swear to God, this kid spent no fucking time on this. The worst Photoshop.
Wait a second. But you ate all the candy.
Yeah.
So take his back and get hers.
Sure.
I mean, a promise is a promise.
Fuck Owen.
I'm now playing for Owen. No, I'm not.
I'll say Owen's shithead. He says my sister is a shithead.
Oh, shit.
His sister's sitting right there, Doug.
So mean.
Oh my God. That's beautiful.
Gorgeous.
It's a hand-drawn piece of art.
Yeah. Let's see that.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my Lord.
And for a Snickers and a Twix, I gave it up.
All right, well, I hope Owen's not too upset. But you did the right thing, ultimately. And you enjoyed all that candy. That must have been 40, 50 cents worth of candy you taped to that thing.
Who is that guy, Lydia? Who's the guy on
That's
your
Doug
That's
as
me
the,
as the Kalimar Shopti Day.
He takes the heart out of his chest.
Yeah. I love it. I love these things being recast with me.
Also, one of my favorite Burt Reynolds movies.
you can't even say Reynolds.
I liked it when it was just one Reynolds.
You're like, hey, can we wrap this up in Reynolds wrap?
Burt Reynolds?
Yeah, singular.
Yeah, Burt Reynolds. That was his dad. Yeah.
Look at Amy. You're on this one.
I know, that's
you
why
picked
I picked
it. And what is it?
I need a lot of attention today.
Tell us about it.
Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy. I guess I'm playing for Taylor.
I would love it if the guy's name was Tinker.
Okay. His name's Spy. That's what's weird.
Hey, Spy. How's it going? Where is he at? Where is he sitting?
Over here somewhere.
And you're Taylor?
Yes.
Good job, Taylor.
I also picked this because he left all the original actor names on, so I got a little cheat sheet in case any of them come up. No shithead on it, though.
None of them are going to come up.
Maybe. Not now.
Maybe. You never know. You never know.
What's that movie?
Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy.
Got it.
Josh, what'd you bring for the prize bag? I almost forgot to get into that.
Oh.
We were having so much fun earlier.
Okay, so when I was getting...
You brought some queso?
Yep. And it's delicious. I brought... So this guy, I was like, he wanted to design some jade... The edible's kicking in. The guy, he wanted to design some JW hats for me. And he sent me this. And I don't know if it's a J or a W.
You can't tell what's going on
there. No. So I have one of these.
a good hat for people. They wear it. They have to explain what it is all the time.
Yep. I have a poster from when I was at the Pittsburgh Improv. Then it's signed.
Oh, very nice.
And then I have a children are assholes koozie. Always popular.
All right, I will accept your children are assholes koozie, and I will raise you a Twix koozie.
Oh, all right. Don't eat that.
Yeah. Adam, what have you got for us tonight? I know you've never been on the show before, so you're probably puzzled by the idea that there'd be a prize bag.
Well, someone told me that before I came, so
that's good.
I have a prize.
You have a good publicist.
I have. That's right. I have a few things to put in the prize bag. I have a poster set. I made a movie a while back called The Dark Backward.
Of course.
And
love that movie.
Thank you. And I have a Blumps poster set.
Oh, I love the Blumps.
Oh, my God.
I love the Blumps.
These are from the actual release of the film.
That's so dope. So
that's very cool.
There's Pork Juice, Pig Newtons, Weasel Roni, and...
That's super cool.
And...
those are great.
And the other one is Squeezable Bacon.
Squeezable Bacon, of course.
That's awesome.
I wish that was a thing.
I also have a Blu-ray of Detroit Rock City.
Very nice.
Which is another movie I made.
Yeah, what are you bringing, your old filmography?
That's right.
I love it.
Whoa, you made Detroit Rock City?
Yeah, I did.
Love that fucking movie, dude.
Thank you. We loved it so much,
he knocked it on the ground.
After he jerked off to
Did I jerk off to Detroit Rock City?
Yeah, what's jerkable?
No, did not. Did not.
Watch it again. And I have a Burt Reynolds shirt.
Oh,
yay! Burt Reynolds face. Oh, I want to steal that.
Yeah.
No.
There's no way that's making it off this tape.
Oh, you like that shirt, do you?
That's a good one. I know you like it too.
Yeah, I do.
I like it also.
Yeah. Uh-oh. But yeah, sure, great. Pass all that stuff down when you get a chance. Lewis?
Dark Backward, best movie about stand-up comedy ever. Movie.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Love it. Watch it if you haven't seen it.
I guess you haven't seen Punchline.
Oh, I watched both in one night.
I was joking around. That movie's awful.
And I wanted to die. Like 1 year into stand-up, I was like, I'm going to marathon Punchline and The Dark Backward and see if I still want to do this.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you didn't decide to grow an arm out of your back.
Don't. Hey, spoiler alert.
That's a spoiler?
Yes.
Okay. Lewis?
Listen, you know what I do. Doug, every time I bring a prize, I bring an experience. And this time is no different.
It's a massage.
I will suck the winner's dick. No, I'm sorry. Not this time. I don't repeat prizes.
Good luck, Lydia.
I really hope you win.
Me too. I want to see that.
I want to hear about that experience.
Yeah, we Facebook Live that.
Here's the thing, guys.
You open the envelope like it's the Oscars.
I don't give away my personal belongings. So that we don't have that type of relationship. I don't know you people. But what I did is I purchased a bunch of scratch-off tickets.
Shit.
You have an opportunity to win over $7,000. Between these scratch-off tickets. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you win, I will beat your ass in the parking lot and take the winning ticket back from you.
After you suck their dick.
Yeah. I'll suck their dick after I beat their ass.
So keep it on the down low if you win, is what he's trying to say.
Maybe scratch him off at home.
Don't make any TV appearances or buy expensive cars.
Yeah, lay low for a little while.
Thank you. I've been talking about these all year, and I will continue for the rest of the year. The winner tonight gets one of these Christmassy bongs from Peacemaker.
That's nice.
And a Douglas Movies T-shirt. And what else do you have, Amy?
Oh, I have a lot of stuff, Doug. Because I was able to bring it from my house this time. Ready?
Okay. You've got 30 seconds.
I got a Doug Benson CD.
Oh!
Yeah. I got some promotional glasses from Dave & Buster's that say winner. I have a picture that I took of the Eiffel Tower in 2002.
Oh, that's cool.
I got this can of tuna. I got this Cameron Esposito record because we have two for some reason. Copy of The Fountainhead that I read while I was in Paris in 2002. Many Slimer figurines. I don't know why my boyfriend collects them, but he doesn't anymore. Because they're all in here. What's that? Does he also collect Egons? Yep. There's a bunch of those in there. Got a book about the Ten Commandments my sister gave me in 1995. Okay, today's paper, didn't get to it. I got Space Jam on DVD and The Purge Election Year on Blu-ray. A couple of Jumanji promotional keychain rocks. And this football I got at a screening of The Room. That's everything.
And can we have your bag, too?
Yeah, you can have the bag.
All right, good, because you got there's too much stuff to put in my bag.
I agree.
Did we get Adam's stuff down here? Did you pass it down? Oh, it's in a bag, too. Perfect.
I think that's the most stuff I've ever seen somebody get.
I had to get
rid
of
some. All right, well, be on a few more episodes. Yeah, because you haven't seen. No, you're probably right.
Yes. Stuff. I did it.
You haven't seen stuff.
I mean, it's crazy. Everybody brings multiple stuff now. And, I can't stop it. Josh brought a few different things.
How dare you?
Whoa.
Is that Lydia?
She's mad that you brought three things.
That's my wife.
You bring. Oh, okay.
She's all right.
I probably saved the best for last. On the plane yesterday, they gave me a Kind bar.
Mm. Nice.
Give it to Lewis.
They don't tell anybody. It's Richard Kind, the actor. He sweat on it or something. Caramel, almond, and sea salt. Sounds great. So all of that is going to somebody tonight after we play a couple of games. We're doing pretty good on time. I'm just talking to myself right now. Let's start with a little something called Josh Wolf's favorite game. Yes. Which one is that, Josh? Oh,
I have no idea. Like if you said name a game.
A game.
Cookie on the cookie.
That's not one of the games, Lewis.
No. What'd you say, Cookie on the cookie?
Yeah. We only do that when all the guests are men. What? You think a lady can ookie on a cookie?
No, but we know she could eat it.
Oh.
I don't know. If you find the right lady.
Gross, gross, gross. Josh's favorite game is Live, Die, Repeat. Here's how this works, Adam. I'm going to say the title of a motion picture. I'll say it slowly, so feel free to jump in as soon as you think you know it. First person who says the entire title of the movie correctly is the winner. So you can guess as often as you'd like until somebody gets it right. And I'm going to read it slowly.
Do we have to buzz in?
Sometimes they have a lot of words. Not always, but sometimes. Sometimes it could be like, Jaws. And then, see, none of you jumped in. It's a tricky game. Adam's looking at me like, "What? Is this real?" Yes. It's real. The movie's title is Look at Josh going. He's like just starting to, trying to form words with no information.
I want
to
get a head start.
You know nothing.
You know what I mean?
You're just like,
shh. I'm just I'm getting a head start just in case. I'm guessing.
Bird
on a wire.
You have to say
bird on a wire.
No.
Oh.
Birdman of Alcatraz.
No. Bird.
The birdcage.
With bird with the crystal plumage.
Bird. Oh, that is a good one.
Bird Reynolds.
I think you mean Reynolds.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Did I win?
Bird Your favorite Reynolds. Actor, Bird Reynolds. Bird Man.
Oh, Birdman.
Fuck this title.
Or
what the fuck is going on?
Oh, there's Bird a bunch more words in
Bird
it. It's so stupid.
Man or
oh yeah, it's got that lengthy title.
It's dumb.
Yeah.
Birdman over there.
The unbearable
Birdman
lightness of being.
Or
the
or the bird or the
ugly
unexpected
unexpected
truth.
Birdman or the unexpected. What the fuck
Birdman
is
Birdman or the unexpected
life of
carriage.
Birdman or the unexpected nice. Virtue.
Fuck.
Of falsehood.
Of
what the fuck is this movie, dude?
It's Birdman. It's just the full title of Birdman. Virtue.
The unexpected
it's
virtue.
It's so weird. It's Birdman and then or, and then in parentheses. So why do you say or before something that's in parentheses? Like, well, now it's the other title, but no, it's in parentheses, so it doesn't really count. Birdman or, I gotta turn it over. Birdman or.
Oh my God.
The unexpected virtue of
insanity.
Nobody?
Butts.
No. Best picture winner. Birdman or the unexpected virtue of ignorance.
With
Birdman or the unexpected virtue of ignorance?
You win, because no one else even tried. No one sat there and watched you take it.
You snooze, you lose. That's right, Lydia.
That game usually ends in somebody, me saying the entire title before somebody repeats it all back. Because long titles are fucking stupid. What's your longest title, Adam? Three, four words.
My longest title?
Yeah.
My longest title is three words.
The Last Movie Star?
The Last Movie Star. Three
the
words.
Last,
yeah.
The Last Movie Star.
Yeah.
Is that a point?
You know, you get points for enthusiasm. But also, Lewis got some points for Bird Reynolds.
Pretty strong.
And, oh, that guy took
See ya.
Off.
He hates puns.
It's not that long of a show, man. I don't know. Some people can only pee if there's laughter in the background. Yeah, you're helping him. That's good. Keep it up, everybody. What a great way to coerce an audience to laugh. That guy needs your help. All right, let's play a round to determine.
Is that game over?
Yeah.
Lewis won, I
That's
guess.
That's right.
I saw Birdman or The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance on my flight back from New York yesterday. I've watched it a few times. I find it fascinating. I like it more every time I see it. First time I saw it, I was like, well, what was that? And now I like it more.
You like it more every time you see it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think it's a movie I would like on a plane.
Yeah, it's interesting when you're in turbulence hearing constant, edgy, upsetting jazz music. The whole movie's just like...
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think I'd like that one.
Yeah,
no.
But I just like watching it because I just find it fascinating that they did such insanely long takes.
Yeah,
and that all of those actors are so on their game that they could do it, like that they accomplished it, is pretty amazing. But then, you know, the next year, the same director had Leonardo DiCaprio get make love to a bear. And that shit was real.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't have to act. He just was just like taking it. All right, so our next game to determine a winner tonight.
That's it?
Well, we're going to, it's, you know this game.
No, I don't.
It takes a minute.
Oh, it
takes
that's
a minute
right.
to
oh,
play
yeah, yeah, yeah.
it. It's called Last Man Stanton. And what we're going to do, I was, you know, stalling till you got back, dude. I'm glad you made it. There's a what and where?
He said there's a half bottle of water in there.
In the bathroom?
Yeah.
And what'd you do about it?
Why didn't you bring him a sip? He loves sips.
Was it full when you got in there? Oh, bathroom water. Free water.
Glug, glug.
All right, so here's how this game works, Adam. And for anybody else who might be wondering, Josh, you know, we're going to get a couple of names of actors and actresses who've hopefully been in lots of movies. And then starting with Lewis, because he won that last game, we're going to take turns naming movies that either one of those people has been in. If you can't think of one, you're out. But and I play along on this one. But each and every one of you has a lifeline, the person you're playing for. Like Amy can go to Tinker, and Lewis can go to Indiana, and Dre and Brandon, you guys get the idea. One time you can go to your lifeline. And I think I just like to throw out a strategy point. Sometimes it's good to get your lifeline early. Josh.
Why would it be good to get your lifeline
yeah.
early?
Because when you can't think of one late in the game, they probably can't either.
Yeah, but they got the internet on their phones. They got a friend sitting next to them.
No.
They're not using the internet, but
Lydia,
you're right about friendship.
Don't use your internet
people,
or your phone.
People come to this show in pairs.
Don't worry. Don't turn your screen all the way down. And just don't put it in between your knees down by your legs, Lydia. Don't worry.
But still, you know, it's a lot of titles are going to be taken. She's going to have to be scrolling like a madman.
IMDb.com, Lydia.
Yeah. So today on Twitter, I noticed a couple of people saying, you know, hey, I've got a suggestion, but I didn't take the time to write down their Twitter name. So raise your hand if you tweeted at me today. You did, Steven? What's your Twitter name?
SeafoodEXX.
No, you didn't. SeafoodEXX.
I did tweet at you.
No, I believe you. I'm just, you know, you know how I say things to be contrary for, yeah. Who else? There's somebody else, though, that tweeted at me, like, I'm going to be there tonight. I got a name tag.
All right.
And I got a perfect... Oh, there you go. What's your name on Twitter?
AJD.
See, this is the example of someone who's not a liar. Although he said AJ Diaz, and his actual name is AJDS. Four letters. That's... When somebody's got a Twitter handle that's, like, three or four letters, I'm so jealous. That's, like, so cool. Can you imagine if you got Josh... On Twitter, if you were just the guy who
that'd
had Josh.
That'd be great. That'd be really great.
Holy
yeah.
shit. All right, so...
I wonder who's got Josh.
It's a great way to find out. Just look it up on Twitter.
That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. All right, so what's your suggestion for
I'm
a...
coming for you, Josh.
A great name, dude?
Burt Reynolds.
Oh, you're going to say Burt Reynolds?
No, I wasn't like that.
Okay, yeah, you should probably go with your
He's
more...
He's goofing. Oh.
Meryl Streep
was literally the last one. The last time I was on the show, the same person.
Meryl Streep is the Burt Reynolds of people who never get into a car in a movie. But she may have. I was going to even say a movie she might have gotten into a car in, but that would be revealing too early. All right, and then Stephen Tale 2. Tom Lennon, because you met him today.
Who the fuck is Tom Lennon?
Yeah, good question. Who
did
that?
You, when you tweeted to me, you hadn't met Tom Lennon yet when you were saying, I've got a name for tonight?
Wow. He's from Reno 911.
It changed. What was your original name?
I was going to say.
Help us out and say somebody that all four people on this panel, and me. I mean, I can name some Tom Lennon movies.
The other person I was going to say was not popular.
Not popular?
Harry Connick Jr.
Harry Connick Jr., I'll take it because Meryl Streep is also there's
better,
plenty. There's
way better
plenty.
Than Tom Lennon.
He's a top
did
show
host.
Did
you say Harry Connick Jr.?
He did.
We're supposed to, wait, I'm just trying to get my mind around the game since I've never played it. We're supposed to all name Harry Connick Jr. movies?
Yeah. And Meryl Streep.
And Meryl Streep.
So you can go Meryl Streep every time.
I got one. Let's go
with
first.
There's plenty of Meryl Streep.
Got it.
And yeah, if you can't think of one or just want to, you know, give your brain a kickstart. Because, you know, if you have an obscure one, like what's the most obscure Meryl Streep movie you could think of? Don't say it, but you know what I mean?
I bet Harry Connick Jr. is in it. Right.
Hold on to that one because Josh is not going to name obscure Meryl Streep movies. I'm guessing.
You're right.
And I know Lewis... You went to school. You took classes on Meryl Streep.
With Meryl Streep.
Oh.
Yeah.
She was there.
We went to acting school together.
And did you talk about her movies a lot?
No, just a lot of sex and, you know.
That's the problem. You're probably not going to know much then.
No, I don't listen.
All right. So, but you get to start us off, Lewis. Name any movie
that's
got Meryl Streep or Harry Connick Jr.
All right. I'm going to go with Harry Connick Jr.
Okay.
Independence Day.
Okay. Fuck yeah, says Steven, who's like,
goddamn right, Steven.
Stupid idea this was. No more talking, Steven.
Oh, by the way, I'm done.
I always have to discipline him. Well, you can go to your lifeline. She'll have one, probably. And then, you know, sometimes you can go, oh, if I just add a two to that answer, that might be a thing.
I don't think he was in the second
sequels.
One.
I'm not saying specifically the sequel to that one.
No, he wasn't. In fact, I saw the second one. They had none of the stars from the first one.
Well, that's wrong.
For like a scene. Yeah.
No, Jeff Goldblum and Brett Spiner.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. All right.
I don't think Harry Connick Jr. was in 10 movies, though, so I'm not really worried about this.
Okay. I don't know what that math means, but but here we go. Meryl Streep's been in a lot of movies.
Oh, so it can be either
Meryl Streep or Harry Connick Jr.
I thought we had to go with him now, and now the strategy is, all right, we'll get everybody out, then we move on to Meryl Streep.
Oh, that would be fun.
Can we play that way tonight?
Nope.
No.
Okay, Amy?
I was like, the balls on this guy knocking off a Harry Connick Jr. movie first. I was like, this dude is in deep. He's winning this game, but now I get it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The Post.
Amy says The Post, Meryl Streep's most recent movie, and she got nominated for that. I'm going to go one that I don't think anyone would say except for maybe Adam probably knows this movie. Ironweed. Yeah, which is, if you get a chance to try it, it's a great strain because it's got vitamins. Josh, you can do this.
Yeah.
Do you want to go to your lifeline?
No. Kramer versus Kramer.
Oh, great one, yeah. I like any movie with a VS in it. When they just go V period, I skip those. Yeah.
That's lazy.
It's two different kind of court cases.
Right?
It's true.
Well, Batman v Superman never went to court.
You don't know that.
And it certainly got overturned. Adam?
I'm going to go with Manhattan.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. Probably like same year as Kramer vs. Kramer. Like, I think she did those almost back to back.
I think it was after Kramer vs.
Pretty close,
roughly
right?
The same era, yeah.
Yeah. Lewis?
We go with Death Becomes Her.
Oh, very so good.
Good one.
Very, very good.
Weird claps.
Really? Some of it's clapping for like, yeah, you did it, and some of it's clapping for the specific movie. It's very hard to track.
Yeah. I'm running out of options here, guys.
You're doing great.
Yeah.
Amy?
Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah.
You're a fucking asshole.
It's a good film.
Because I mumbled that, like you saw my lips mumbling it. And
I would never look at your lips.
It's always right into the eyes, right into those beautiful eyes. Okay, I'm gonna say, since I'll probably need a shower later, Silkwood. Too soon?
Never soon enough.
Sophie's Choice.
Yeah. I mean, I think a comedian might even have this bit, but I love how Sophie's Choice is just thrown around like any dumb choice somebody has to make.
That was a choice between her two children. And now they just go, oh, it was a real Sophie's Choice. They had regular and decaf.
No, that's a taster's choice, idiot.
I just wrote a joke.
Don't forget it.
I mean, I already said it on the internet, so. Adam?
She-Devil.
Oh, yes, with Roseanne, whose new Roseanne is on tonight. Did you watch it? Okay. Yeah, we're taping it. Do people still say they're taping it? Lewis? TiVo's still a thing?
Does it still go glunk glunk every time you try to do anything?
Turn that off.
You want to go to your lifeline?
Doug, give me a second.
One.
That was it. I mean, I knew three movies.
You're doing great.
Both of them took my choices.
Lydia is so proud of you. She's so happy you chose her.
I want to go to my lifeline. I think I have to.
The guy who's candy your age is just sitting there pretty. He's just sitting there going, "Hey, I'm glad he's not going to win."
You know, Maddie is like, "I know so many fucking Harry Connick Jr. movies." Lydia, help me out here. Oh my God, are you kidding me?
See, I told you to go early.
Would you have known a movie, dude? He wouldn't have known
nobody,
a movie either.
No,
they're all fools. Never mind, I'm meant to lose.
What a bunch of fools. You really don't have any Meryl Streep movies? Like, there's not even somebody whispering one in your ear right now?
Yeah, maybe just...
I mean, how do you not know a single goddamn choice?
What's that?
The Iron Lady, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she's in that. She pretty much signs on for anything with the word iron in it. She wanted to be an Iron Man, but Gwyneth Paltrow was like, "No, bitch."
Is it my turn?
I think so.
Everything okay, Josh?
I'm not
Josh?
In charge.
Oh yeah, everything's under control.
Josh is good.
All good.
I'm gonna go Out of Africa.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Who doesn't?
Did you just boo Out of Africa?
People are like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Why?
I guess you're right. I guess she was in that.
Fuck them.
This is my favorite comedy that she's in, I think.
Let me think about it for a second. She's been not that many comedies, but Defending Your Life.
Mm. Oh, she was in that.
Yep. Spaghetti. Top two spaghetti scenes, that and Lady and the Tramp.
How do you feel?
Josh.
My streep is not strong, he says.
So then I'll go to you now, game. Just in case.
I've got streep throat.
Do you have a...
What is it? Who? No, hang on, audience.
Yeah.
Don't let me do this.
That was right.
What's it called?
Julia and Julia.
Yeah. Adams. Wait. Yes. Did you say the same name twice?
It's not.
What if one of those names was slightly different? Then what would you... Don't help him. What would you say? Cool.
It is cool.
I mean, it is cool.
Is
he's
cool.
Right.
What do you think, Josh?
I think he's...
What would you say?
I would say...
Let's say one of them was called Julia.
And the other one was Julie.
Yeah, in what order?
It's Julie and Julia.
Yay! Yeah.
Does that count?
I don't even know if that's right.
Yeah.
All right, so... Adam?
Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia! Here we go again. Can't wait. Cher shows up and she's like, I'm Cher and I'm at this party. You weren't invited. Oh yeah, that's the those are the best parties. Did you see the trailer for Mamma Mia 2?
No.
I just acted it out.
I wasn't listening.
I know, you weren't looking at my lips.
I'm focused.
Mm-hmm. Lewis, we're back.
Mamma Mia 2.
Full title?
Are you kidding?
I just said it.
I was thinking so hard about a movie. Mamma Mia 2. Mamma Mia 2.
I don't like movies that aren't out yet anyway. I like the ones that are in place. Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, fine. Little Women.
That's a great guess, but I believe maybe you're thinking Susan Sarandon or whoever the fuck was in
that. 100% in the movie.
Oh, wow, I like the way you play.
She's not in that movie.
She's in the movie. Shut up, Amy. She's not in it. Let me have it, Amy. God damn it.
You had a good run, though.
I did have a good run.
Yeah. You can go back to the Skanks proud.
Yeah. Because
they don't know as many Meryl Streeps as you do.
Ah, boy.
And that one Harry Connick.
Yeah. I did nail the Harry Connick Jr. movie.
Yeah.
You did.
Well, yeah. You wait till I'm going to unleash some Harry Connick. It's going to blow people's minds.
Shit.
Amy?
I'm going to say August, Osage County.
Ooh, very nice.
Thank you. Oh, you don't want to boo that one? Fucking bitch.
Josh. Time to lose.
Deer Hunter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Full title?
Deer Hunter.
But if you had to add a word to it, what would you add?
The Deer Hunter.
Titles weren't that pretentious at that time. They wouldn't just call it Deer Hunter. No, it's the Deer Hunter. It's a very specific guy. Adam?
There's a thriller she was in.
Ooh.
She was nude in the film.
Wow.
Jerkable. Good.
Jerkable. But I can't remember the title.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I can't remember.
Are you thinking of Basic Instinct?
No, I'm not.
I didn't think so.
Yeah.
Do you want to go to your lifeline?
Dre.
Oh, shit.
Everybody's dropping their phones.
Yeah. Also, everybody's talking about Dre.
Into the woods.
Fuck you, Dre. That's what I was going to say.
Into the woods. Very nice. She was a mean old witch in that. Very good.
Thank you, Dre.
Yes, you're alive still, Adam. Amy?
101 Dalmatians?
No.
That was Glenn Close.
Do you want to go to your lifeline? Taylor?
Yeah, Taylor.
Taylor?
It's complicated?
But give us an answer. I don't care how complicated it is.
It's complicated.
It's complicated. Fuck,
I was going to say 102 Dalmatians, too.
Right.
I had this all planned out.
Can I see your name tag again?
I fucking was looking for it.
You can't find it?
I
can't find
it.
Shit. Alright, well, I hope I say this right. A dolphin tail? No. Is it the dolphin tail?
No, just
dolphin tail? Alright.
I think it's a dolphin's tail.
I mean it is about the tail that they put on a dolphin that doesn't have a tail, but
yeah.
I think it's I think it's a dolphin tail. He's like, he has it written down on a name tag that has disappeared. Would you eat it when it didn't get chosen? It's got all those signatures on it. Anyway, Josh.
Oh, he found it.
That is pathetic.
What is that?
The one that looks like Daryl.
Yeah, okay.
How old is your brother?
24.
Oh, Jesus.
I thought he was going to say 8.
No way. Oh, I thought he was like 9. Oh, my God.
There's a spot on the refrigerator that's bare because he brought that.
I mean, I was like, look at that little buddy drew some dolphins.
All right, Josh, we got to get going.
About what?
It's your turn.
Oh.
I swear, I'm standing by a dolphin tail. But do you see his sign? Can you read what's on there? I know, right?
Yeah, a dolphin tail too.
Adam.
Why'd you help him?
I'm gonna use the foreign title for this film.
Oh, I like this.
Dingo Ate My Baby.
Oh, that's what it was called in other countries?
That's right.
All right.
I don't actually
know. I can't accept it here, but...
I don't remember the name of that
but
movie.
But thank you for playing. Yeah, I know.
It's a Puerto Rican ate my baby in this country.
Oh. Isn't that out of Africa?
Lewis.
No. Stop. Just one lady hates
what is
guts.
The name of the what is the name?
We'll get to it in a second. Amy?
Okay, I'm gonna go for the soundtrack, Sleepless in Seattle, Harry Connick Jr.
He sings a song in there?
Yeah, he does the whole soundtrack. There's also songs on it.
But you hear his voice?
Yes.
I'll accept it.
Multiple times.
I believe you. Yeah, oh, that was a great one. All right.
With a wink and a smile, right?
Yeah. The Dig Away My Baby movie is, and this is my turn, A Cry in the Dark. Right. Josh.
No idea.
Okay, Josh is out. Amy.
Dolphin Tale 3.
You are our winner, Amy Miller, everybody. Taylor, come get your stuff. Congratulations.
Nice can of tuna. That's good.
Got three bags of stuff and a poster that is flat, so I didn't want to mess with it. So good luck carrying all that. How you getting home? Public transport? That'll be fun. Okay.
Longboard.
Lift won't be bad. Yeah, don't forget about that. And take that back to Owen. I'm just kidding. You don't have to do that. Josh Wolf, promote yourself. What do you got to plug?
I'll be in Utah this weekend in Salt Lake City at Wise Guys.
Love it.
And then I go to Omaha, Nebraska, Raleigh, North Carolina, San Diego, and New York.
Where do they go? JoshWolfComedy.com?
ComedianJoshWolf.com. Oh,
so confusing.
Yeah.
Josh.
Only because you said it wrong first. It's comedian.
That's true. I did fuck it up.
It's comedian Josh. It's comedian Josh Wolf.
All right, but you should start with Josh Wolf and then add another word. Go in and fix it.
Okay, copy that.
Because then you know what I mean. Then when somebody types Josh Wolf, like it'll come up in a search engine. You type comedian, those million things will come up.
I mean, it's a great note.
Oh, I just thought of another Meryl Streep that's a good one. Is the now I'm gonna fuck up the title, but Lemony Snicket.
Yeah.
Adam, Friday, but on DirecTV right now.
DirecTV Now, the last movie star is available. Friday, it opens theatrically in New York and LA and every other platform simultaneously. The following Friday, a whole bunch of other cities. The Friday after that, even more cities. You can find out what cities it's playing at on a24.com.
That's awesome.
Can't
love
wait.
It. I love it. Can't wait to see it.
Me too.
Thank you for making it, and thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And putting up with these silly games. You would have killed us if we did Burt Reynolds in that game, right?
I would have had you guys so
there can't
beat.
Be a Burt Reynolds movie you don't know about.
I am a big Burt Reynolds fan.
Yeah. All right. Well, maybe we'll bring you back for, you know, Burt Reynolds challenge.
Anytime.
Yeah, because that would be exciting.
Challenge accepted.
I'm into it. I'd be like, at long last love, motherfucker.
WW Dixie Dance Kings, mofo.
Nickelodeon, bitch.
Navajo Joe, schmo.
I love this game. You have to add a little extra insult at the end of each. Oh, my God. That's perfect. All right. Lewis?
Yeah, I'm going to be on the road a little bit. Go to GomezComedy.com. I'm at the Borgata in Atlantic City.
See that? Gomez Comedy.
Yeah, nice and easy. Borgata in Atlantic City, April 14th through 19th. And also, I got my comedy festival, Skankfest. We run a 2.5-day-long comedy party. It's one venue, 1,500 people. Dude, I'm going to tell you right now, it's craziness. It's our third year doing it. Pre-sale tickets go on sale April 2nd at skankfestnyc.com. We haven't announced any comics yet. I'm telling you right now.
What are the dates of the event?
July 14th and 15th this summer.
Right. I'll do it.
Yeah, kickoff party.
Amy yeah, Miller's we're both in. We're both in.
First two announced, Doug Benson and Amy Miller. Boom.
Awesome. Thanks, dude. Amy Miller.
This weekend I'll be at the Bird City Comedy Festival in Phoenix. I got Laughing Skull Festival in Atlanta coming up. In May I'll be at the Punchline with Andrew Schultz. And, oh, I'm going to sell my CD after Out Front.
Ooh.
And
say hi to Amy and buy a CD, you
Doug
guys.
Doug Benson's suggestion, pay what you want.
Oh, so you can give her a penny.
Give me a dollar, give me $2, I don't care. Just get it.
Yeah.
I'll be standing out there, cash only though, not
bucks.
Like pay what you want on fucking
Give her 10
Venmo.
Bucks, and if you don't have a 10, give her a 20. That's what I say.
Or give me two.
Or, yeah, you know what? To be honest, you know how there's a couple of you that make a lot of money? One of you give her like $400 so that it doesn't matter.
And then four people give me one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a lot of people here who have $400 cash. May 4th through 6th, I'm going to be at Zany's in Rosemont, Illinois, doing both Doug Lowe's movies and stand-up shows. So go to my website to find out about those. And thank you once again to all of my guests, Josh Wolf, Adam Rifkin, Louis J. Gomez, Amy Miller. Apologies to whatever show was next after ours. I think we went a few minutes long. But thank you, UCB Franklin, for still being here because we lost one of our venues. Rest in peace, Meltdown Comics. And as always... Namaste is a shithead? Wow, they just keep getting weirder. Gravity is a shithead? Check it out in action. Fucking shithead, Gravity. Or maybe you mean the movie Gravity? And I don't know what this is about, but her return of her show premiered tonight. Roseanne is a shithead.
Thanks again to MedMen for sponsoring this week's show. With a wide range of products and a knowledgeable and approachable staff, MedMen is bringing a premium and traditional shopping experience to the cannabis space. Anyone over 21 with a valid ID is welcome. Check out one of their 8 retail locations throughout Los Angeles, Orange County, San Diego, and Las Vegas, or go to MedMen.com to find your nearest store. That's MedMen.com. I'm going to check out the one in West Hollywood. Plus, exclusively for our listeners, visit MedMen and tell them you heard about them on the Doug Lowe's Movies podcast for $10 off your order. Limit one per customer. Terms and conditions may apply. Check out MedMen today.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky.